At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
L-A-S-I-K, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
L-A-S-I-K, LASIK.com.
Hello and welcome to episode 699 of the VSiN Market Insights Podcast. I'm your host, Josh Applebaum. What is going on, everyone? Happy Thirsty Thursday, but more importantly, happy Stay Hot Day. Let's go! 4-1, plus 2.47 units last night, guys, including a couple things that we got to talk about. In particular, I got a ton, and I mean a ton, of DMs, of texts, of emails, talking about a particular college basketball game that really was unbelievable and incredible when you think about it. Florida Gulf Coast and San Diego. So, number one, this one was the ultimate buy low, sell high kind of opportunity play here. Remember, we've been doing here in college basketball, and I'll tell you, this isn't going to be the only way we attack college hoops, but to me, before you get to conference play, especially when you have a lot of these one-off games that are, you know, add a game, extra games, this is kind of the model that I use until we get to some more spread bets and some more money line bets. So the whole point being Florida Gulf Coast, San Diego. What do? We saw a huge drop there. The total was 146, got all the way down to 141.5. And then I had to do some errands, and I was out running some errands. I was at Costco, actually, getting Meadow her huge box of bones. And my phone starts blowing up, and I look at my app, and it says the total's 146. I'm like, that can't be right. I got over 141.5. What's the deal here? So I look at the line history. And it was real. It got down to 141.5. I was like, did I daydream? Was I like a zombie and put in a 141.5 when it was really 146? I'm like, I usually don't make a mistake like that. I'm pretty sure it was 141.5. So I double checked my sports book. It was correct. It was 141.5. So this is unbelievable, guys. Number one, boy, did we get the absolute best number there. And I had a lot of people actually email and text me and like, you're wrong. It never went to 141.5. You're lying. You're making it up. No, I'm not. I hope you guys know me by now. I would never do that. It was real. But this is a test case, and I think an important teachable moment that when it comes to college basketball totals, they can really, really, really fluctuate. Like, you will never see pretty much an NBA total that, you know, falls 5 points and then goes back up 5 points. But with these kind of weird, like, added game, extra game, random, late Florida Gulf Coast, San Diego matchups, you can see huge swings here. So the point being, it was real and it was spectacular to all my Seinfeld fans out there, real and spectacular. But it just goes to show you, timing is everything. And I hope you got the right number, the better number. In the end, it didn't matter. They went way over regardless. But I just wanted to address that, because if you've never bet college basketball, you have these random games that can have huge moves. Like, if you've never bet it, you might be like, what went on there? What's going on? well, tells me there's a lot of early money that hit the under. And I'm going to take a little credit because the Market Insights pod, the Morning Bets pod, we're sharp as a tack, especially over the last, God, guys, it's been almost 6-7 weeks of really turning out some good numbers every day. So I'm going to say that this was a Market Insights pod steam play. When it got out there at 141.5, as soon as the pod, and I was actually doing some research, I was like, any of my True Detective fans out there, when Russ Cole, and I forgot the guy's name, that was McConaughey's name, the other guy was, what was his name, the other guy's character, Woody Harrelson's, I forget. But anyway, he's trying to like connect the dots and solve the riddle. I was trying to solve the riddle of like, hey, how long was the 141.5 out there? When did the Market Insights pod get released? When did it tick back up to the opening number? And it was out there for a couple hours, so it was definitely available. But unfortunately for you working class folks who get home from work at 6 o'clock, obviously it was the same at the opener. You're like, that couldn't have been right. So I totally get the confusion, but just goes to show you, you got to get the right number. These numbers can really move. And boy, I guess it didn't matter if you took a 146.5 anyway, but that was just an epic, hit the absolute best number there. That tells me that we're dialed in right now, guys. We are dialed in. But 4-1 plus 2.47 units in the MAC, 2-0. How about the Bowling Green under? We got that one, which was nice. That Bowling Green under, as we had talked about on the pod, it opened at, 57, got down to 56, 55.5. It was a 40-6 game. Got a little dicey at the end, but we got that one as a windy underplay. And then Central Michigan, play of the night. The Chips, baby. They got down early. I think they got down by like 17. I'm like, ooh, this ain't looking good. But the Chips, man, Burt Emanuel Jr., this kid was unbelievable. When he's of drinking age, we're going to buy him a beer. But not while he's in college. We'll get him a Diet Coke. How about that? But he absolutely ran all over Buffalo. A huge come-from-behind win there for the Chips. Why was that important? Dog-to-fave line move. Open 2.5, close 2.5. I had a lot of people talk to me about Kent State, and then I tweeted something out. My whole point was like, you know, why was Central Michigan dog-to-fave line move with the worst record over a team with a better record? That's fishy, right? I want to be on the fishy side. Then people are like, well, why didn't you take Kent State? They were also fishy. The reason why I didn't take Kent State was that number actually fell at some shops. At some shops, it was as high as like 3, got down to 2, then 2.5. It was a bit of a public play there. That's why I laid off. But either way, if you use that same model, you got Kent State. So we got the under in Bowling Green. The Chips came up absolutely massive for us. And then another late night sweat there. How about the Clippers and the Lakers going under? Luckily, LeBron got hurt or left the game late. It ended up landing on a 215. We had under 219.5 there, close 219. So beat the closing line on that one. But fourth quarter, they kept hitting 3 scoring. I'm like, stop scoring. But we did get our Clippers, Lakers under. And I don't know if anyone tuning in to the Morning Bets pod. There's a little sweetener there. The Knicks and the Nets under, game that I talked about that I felt like it moved too much. And I guess it's a good problem to have when a line moves too much in your direction, then you're not sure whether to recommend it on a later pod during the day. But either way, the Morning Risers, they got that one. Knicks, Nets under. So 4-1 plus 2.47 units. Carolina couldn't come through for us. And one little comment on when it comes to hockey, guys. I don't have the exact record for you, but I have noticed, like, you know, hockey is one of my best sports, you know, personally, to bet on in terms of like success and units won. It's been a little bit, you know, last few days haven't been great, like an 0-1, the other day, what were we, like 2-3. And the reason being, these dogs are barking in the NHL. So tread lightly here. It'll turn. It'll get back to a chalky sport with all our system matches. I do have 3 bets for you tonight, but I got to get you the Dave Tooley stat. I want to say, let me just find it for you because this is unbelievable. It might take me a second to find it. But when I tell you this, you're going to just fall off your seat or wherever you're at. You're on the bus. You're at your house, wherever it may be. Here it is. Dogs and favorites. Dogs, this is from, you got to follow my guy, Dave Tooley. Awesome guy. I sweat March Madness games with him. I've always been a fan of Dave, but he's super sharp. And he always does recaps at the end of the night. So dogs the last 7 days are 31-17. Dogs the last 4 days are 14-17. So NHL, this is unbelievable. So obviously if dogs are doing well, you know, in general, if it's a heavily bet sport like football, that's a good thing for us because we're dog bettors, but hockey's different. There's no public to bet against. So I'm more of a chalk bettor in hockey. But if you're wondering why, you know, we're red hot and everything and hockey hasn't been as good as we want, it's because these dogs are barking. So we'll see if this, kind of gets back to the chalk way here, but that's unbelievable. 31-17 the last 7 days for dogs. I don't know if I've ever seen a dog run like that in the NHL. So something to monitor moving forward. But either way, guys, 4-1 plus 2.47 units, another winning night. Let's see if we can keep it rolling today. I got a 7-pack for you. I got one Thursday night football play for the crew. including a total that is really sharp but keeps moving, and I'm worried we're not getting the best of it anymore. I do have one college football play, which looks good if you listen to the morning bets number. I have three in the NHL. I have one in the NBA, and I have one in college basketball. So we're going to do our little dance there with a total that's fallen a ton to Bilo taking over with the KenPom edge. So 7-pack today on a big, thirsty Thursday. With that being said, before we dive into our sweats real quick, housekeeping, as always, because once the pod's over, I want to give you guys like links and where places to go and more things to look at VSiN. If you're searching for more betting info. So the easiest way to acclimate yourself, to introduce yourself to VSiN, is sign up for the newsletter. It's called the VSiN Daily. You'll get it to your inbox every morning. I love waking up to the VSiN Daily newsletter because it just kind of gets my brain thinking about what's going on. I'm reading articles from my favorite colleagues. It'll highlight the biggest games that day. But sign up VSiN.com/newsletter. Just put in your email, then you'll get it every morning. But we let off today with our college basketball betting guy that just dropped. Our guy, Greg Hoops. It's 430 pages. He did the entire thing. The kid never sleeps. He's sharp as a tack. But there's a link to our college basketball betting guide. We also have a great breakdown here of Thursday Night Football. Danny Burke has a take on it. My buddy Danny Burke. I have my sharp report. Dave Tooley, as well as Adam Burke, have their takes on Thursday Night Football as well. Steve Mackinnon is looking at some college football numbers. You have Tooley's takes. We have Thursday Best Bets. We have Matty Eumanns and his midseason betting awards. Best Bets for Week 11 in college. A lot going on here. And the newsletter is the easiest way to, again, get yourself introduced to VSiN and stay plugged in every day. Wake up, figure out, hey, what are the big games today? What are the good links and articles I can read and look at to give myself an edge? So sign up. It's VSiN.com/newsletter. Get it every morning. Then if you're looking to take that next step in your sports betting journey, sign up for a VSiN All-Access membership. Go to VSiN.com/subscribe. Sign up. It's the equivalent of only 70 cents a day. You get all the articles behind the paywall. You get all the best bets. We call them picks at a glance. You'll get multiple rounds of picks throughout the day. It's crazy. People pay for like best bets, which to me, you don't want to pay for picks because you're already behind the eight ball. You know, you're paying. That means you have to win at a higher rate to overcome what you paid. And then obviously they put out a number. You may not get that number. But with VSiN, the great thing about the best bets to me, number one, it's not the only thing. It's just a small part of what you get, but you have like a ton of them. Like I look at the picks at a glance every day that is curated by the VSiN crew, and there's like 40, 50 bets a day. They just compile them from everyone who does a show at VSiN. So again, I think there's a lot of numbers you can still get there, which is nice. But anyway, you also get all of our actionable tools, our pro picks, our pro tips, all the articles behind the paywall, as well as a live stream of all the VSiN shows. So sign up, become a member. VSiN.com/subscribe. And then lastly, get on Twitter. Twitter is where the betting combo never ends. Twitter is where we stay plugged into a real-time market. Twitter is where you guys blast me when you say, that ain't a right 141.5. Yes, it was. Yes, it was. It was real, and it was spectacular. But I do appreciate you guys reaching out. Feel free to reach out anytime if you have a question. But make sure you follow me at Josh_insights. You can follow VSiN Live at VSiN Live on Twitter. And make sure also, if you ever want to reach out via email, I'm josh@vsin.com. Questions, comments, suggestions, anything I can do to help you along in your sports betting journey, you let me know. So with that being said, let's keep it going here. Monday was a down day, and then the last couple days we had some really good results here. So let's see if we can keep it going on a big, thirsty Thursday. So Thursday Night Football. I'll give you my play here, I'll give you my lean, and I'll give you a couple tips here to look out for the best number. So I'm on Carolina +3 tonight. That is my play. I got Carolina +3 a couple days ago. We were talking about how Carolina was +3 at -120. This is something to use to your advantage when you're betting the NFL. It's always hard to, you know, answer the question. A lot of people ask me, like, when should I bet a game? Should I bet it early in the week? Should I bet it middle week? Should I bet it late? Should I wait right before, you know, kickoff here? To me, you bet games early in the week if they're on a key number, and based on the juice, they're going to fall and get worse. And also, they match system matches. So dogs have been great. I'll give you all the dog system matches for Carolina here. But this is a game that, hey, a couple days ago, we mentioned on the pod, +3, -120. It looks like it's getting down to 2.5. And guess what, guys? You look at it today, it's down to 2.5. So obviously, with key being three being the most key number, I think you can do a couple things here. If you're at a book, all these books are like -2.5, -115 toward Atlanta. It's so lopsided. There's 80% of bets on Atlanta. If you want to go Carolina with me, don't take the 2.5. Wait to see if it naturally goes up to 3 with such heavy betting Atlanta money. Or if you're at a book that's -2.5, -115, and maybe you don't have time to stare at your odds page and wait for it to get to that number, this is a situation where you could consider buying a half point. You might have heard me say it before. Buying points is really not a smart thing long term. because they don't make as big of a difference as you think, and you're just going to pay more juice to get better numbers, so you're kind of just eating away at your winnings. But I think there is a case to be made about buying half points around key numbers that are juiced down. So basically what that means is if you're at Carolina at a lot of these shops, I'm looking at them all in front of me on my live odds page, it's Carolina plus 2.5 at like minus 100, even money, or minus 105. So why is that important? That means it's juiced down. Remember, juice up, telling you where the next direction of the move may go, that would be a minus 115, minus 120. So I would wait to try to get Carolina 3. You got to get the 3 here, guys. Carolina could win, and you're like, oh, it doesn't matter. But it will matter if they lose by 3, because you want to push your bet, not lose that one. Because, again, most common method of scoring is the field goal. You see about 15% of games land on 3. It's really important here. So you could either wait, see if it naturally goes up to 3. I do see one book at 3. There's not a lot. It's mostly 2.5. But if you're at a book, as I mentioned, that's juiced up Atlanta, minus 2.5, minus 115, minus 120, find the highest juice on Atlanta, the lowest juice on Carolina, grab Carolina plus 2.5 at even money or minus 105, pay the 20 cents for a half point, boom, now you're Carolina plus 3 at minus 120 or minus 125. I wouldn't go above minus 125. To me, that's kind of my cutoff, but I think it is important around key numbers. So I would wait, see if you can get a 3 anyway. I would also get in your DeLorean time machine, and we mentioned it, grabbing the 3 a couple days ago. Obviously, that's what you wanted to do. It's too late now, but I would wait, or I would buy that half point, 20 cents, again, and get you anything less than minus 125, but the plus 3 is really important here. So I'm on Carolina plus 3. I told you all the system matches here, but there are a lot. Number one, you're super contrarian in a heavily bet game. You're only getting 20% of bets on Carolina. No one wants Carolina. Everyone's on Atlanta here, just from a contrarian angle. I love that. Betting against the public value to take Carolina. Dogs this year are 58% against the spread. Divisional dogs are 60% against the spread. Dogs who missed the playoffs last year are 59% ATS. Primetime dogs are 59% ATS. A dog who didn't cover last week is 62% ATS. But here's the one that I really like. If you are a dog off a blowout loss of 20 or more, you lose by 20 or more your last game, public thinks you're disgusting, you're terrible, they can't touch you, you're just an auto fade. Actually buying low on those teams, you get a lot of buy low value, basically. So a dog off a blowout loss of 20 points or more, the next week they come back, they're 7-3 ATS this year, and they're about 62% ATS the last 4 or 5 years. So that's a good angle to buy low on Carolina. And I have heard a lot of people mention this is a game that Carolina covered for us, which was nice, a few weeks ago. Remember, they were at Atlanta, they lost in overtime 37-34, but that was a really sharp bet. I think Carolina was like, I want to say they were like plus 6.5 down to plus 4.5, plus 4 in that game. But either way, they took Atlanta to the bitter end. And if idiot DJ Moore didn't take off his helmet, he probably would have won that game. So maybe you get a little confidence from the last time that they played. So I'm on Carolina plus 3. But make sure you either wait for it to go to 3, or you could buy the half point, get it to 3. But you got to get the 3 here. The under is really sharp. I'm kicking myself when I saw that. I even tweeted it out. It's annoying when you tweet something out, but you don't play it yourself. But that under, a couple days ago, was 44.5. I tweeted it out, it got down to 43. There's a weather report that came out that it could be rainy and terrible. I had a couple people in Carolina, that area, told me there's going to be like 2 inches of rain during the game. Of course, I didn't play it at the time. It's down to 41.5, and it's 41.5 juiced up under. Like, you make it down to 41. So it's hard to play the under now. I feel like I missed the number. Obviously, it looks like a really sharp under, 60% unders this year. Primetime under 67%, divisional under 70%, windy unders 10 or more, 25-8, 76%. So again, I hope it's a deadbeat under. I hope it's a 20-17 outright win by Carolina, but it's just hard for me to take an under 41.5 when I literally talked about a 43 just a couple days ago. So it's under or nothing based on the weather. But I'm not playing it now. I like my edge on Carolina. I always do this. You guys got is like over under like 5.5 times already this year where I say a primetime game, I'll take the dog. It's a sharp under. I don't play the under cashes. So I'm rooting for anyone on the under, but again, nothing wrong with laying off if you feel like you missed it. Again, this game lands on 42, 43. The early bettors will cash. We'll lose if we get a late under 41.5. So I'm rooting for the under. It looks really sharp, but man, it's getting so low. I feel like the value is now gone. So I'm just rocking Carolina plus 3. There you have it, guys. First half of the pod here in the books. We got more to get to, though. Don't go anywhere. I told you I had a 7-pack. That's just the first one there. It's like Power Hour. Did anyone play Power Hour in college? It was like the drinking game that I loved. And just kidding, I was 21. Actually, just kidding, I was 18. But anyway, it's like Power Hour. We just got our first one. We got 6 more. So pace yourself. We're going to take a very, very short break. I have a college football bet for you tonight. I have three NHL bets. I have one NBA bet, and I have one college basketball bet. See if we can recreate some of that magic with those buy low overs that fall a ton. So don't go anywhere. Going to finish up strong in episode 699 of the VSiN Market Insights podcast with me, your buddy, your host, the guy you grind and sweat with in the arena, approaching betting from a data-driven, sharp contrarian angle, your buddy, Josh Applebaum. Stick with us, guys. We'll be right back.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Football season is the best time of year to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content and tools to help you become a better bettor. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe for more information. All right, everyone, we are back at it after a nice night last night, 4-1 plus 2.47 units. Night before, 5-3 plus 1.31 units, so it's been a good couple days here. And that's been kind of where we've been going over a month now. So let's see if we can keep it rolling. Talked Thursday night football a second ago. I'm on Carolina plus 3. Make sure you get the 3. Looks like a really sharp under, but I'm just scared off that I missed it. So I am going to lay off, but I'm rooting for anyone on the under. But now let's go to some college football. So there's a couple of college games tonight. Tulsa, Memphis, and Georgia Southern, Louisiana. So number one, who's listening to the Morning Bets pod? My one bet tonight, Georgia Southern, Louisiana, over. Over. Now, over this morning, when I talked about it on the Morning Bets pod, was over 61.5 in this game. You look at the number now, it's 62.5, 63. So let's go. We're steaming over. Of course, that's good and bad. It's good because we got the good number. We're beating the closing line. It's bad for anyone who didn't play it and wants to play it now and is now getting a little bit of a worse number here. So I'm going to leave this one up to you. I'm holding the over 61.5 in this game. I guess I'll make it an official pod bet at over 62.5 now. If it lands 62, I'll be really mad. But either way, I like the over. I'll give you a couple reasons why. If you look at kind of the betting percentages here, this is the one that really jumps out to me. The current betting percentages on this Georgia Southern Louisiana over is that the over is only getting 39% of bets, but it's getting 75% of the money. That is a massive bet discrepancy. So just from a data-driven angle, you know, the public loves to bet overs. It's more fun to root for a high-scoring game. Again, it's unbelievable when I have an under, like that Lakers under. I'm like, stop scoring. It feels like every time they score, it's like a death of 1,000 paper cuts versus overs. Like, you get happy every time they score. But that's the psychological thing where it's more fun to root for overs. But obviously, unders in general are probably the sharper bet just because of that public bias. But the whole point being here, typically the public loves overs. They don't love this over. Maybe they're scared off by Louisiana, who isn't the most prolific scoring team in the world. So the fact that only 39% of bets are on the over, that tells you 61% of bets are on the under. This is a public under. The public doesn't typically bet unders. So this is a contrarian over opportunity, but it's got to be that massive discrepancy. That is really, really sharp there. So you're only getting 39% bets, 75% money. That's telling me, again, all these bets on the over are big, sharp wagers here. The other thing I like, perfect weather tonight in Louisiana. You're looking at like clear 65 degrees, no wind whatsoever. So you don't have to worry about the elements. But then also, this is kind of a play toward the over on really Georgia Southern. So Georgia Southern is a team that scores a lot and gives up a lot. Georgia Southern on the year is scoring 36 points a game, giving up 31. They're pretty much putting up 500 yards of offense, giving up 500 yards of offense. So to me, you're banking on Georgia Southern to score a lot and give up a lot. And they really have done that pretty much all year long. So I'm going to take the over here. It's a contrarian over. It's a really good low bets, higher dollars over. We do have Georgia Southern 3-1 to the over their last four games. 2-1 to the over. Ragin' Cajuns their last three games. So I'm taking this over, guys. Again, Morning Bets Pod over 61.5. That's why you got to tune in. But now let's make it over 62.5. Let's get a. How about we get a 40-37 game so no one has to sweat this one. I want scoring nonstop. Let's go Georgia Southern, Louisiana over 61.5 or now over 62.5. Now let's transition over to some NHL. I told you a second ago we've had these dogs barking, but I'm going to stick to my favorite systems, but I'm going to be a little more selective. Like, I don't know, well, while these dogs are barking, I don't know if I'm going to be betting like five favorites a night. So I got it down to the three that I really like the most. First one for me, Boston Bruins. Let's go Bees. Bruins opener on minus 160. They've been bet up to minus 180. I see some books minus 190. Now, this was a Morning Bets Pod play at minus 170. So again, hint, hint, listen up in the morning. But this is a good spot to back the Bruins. Number one, Calgary is playing their third game in 4 days. Calgary has lost, I believe, 6 games in a row. So this Calgary team, which I was high on going into the year, has really struggled here. Where the Bruins are rested, ready to go. They haven't played since the 7th, where Calgary played on the 8th. But also, return of Charlie McAvoy, stud defenseman for the Bees. He's back tonight. That's huge. So it's a rest versus tired advantage. You're getting McAvoy back. You look at the Bruins, 6-0 is a favorite, 7-0 at home. Better offense, 4 goals a game versus 3 goals a game, only giving up 2.4 versus 3.3. Daniel Vladar, Darth Vader, used to be a Bruins goalie. He should get the start tonight because Markstrom has gotten a ton in a row, and Linus Ullmark should start for Boston. So I think it's a big advantage there. So some system matches, sweet spot, big favorites, minus 175 to minus 225. That's kind of the one system that's still doing well, 71%. Home favorites with a line mover, 69%. That's still done well too. But I'm going to go Boston here. Rested, ready to go. McAvoy's back. System matches. Bruins great as a favorite in at home. Calgary struggling. Give me the Bees. I got the Bees at minus 170. Now shop around. You're getting them at about minus 180, maybe minus 185. Again, has moved. But another hint, hint, listen to the Morning Bets Pod. Next one for me. I'm going to go Jersey Devils. Let's go Devils. Devils open at minus 160 at home against Ottawa. They're up to minus 180. And the Devils are pretty good this year, not going to lie. They're finally, when I was a kid, it was the Devils were great. They had, who was it, Scott Stevens, and who was their defenseman was their captain, Martin Brodeur, but they were Patrick Eliash. They were awesome when they won the cup back in the day when I was a young Bees fan. I was a big Joe Thornton guy, Sergei Samsonov, Jason Allison back in the day. I'm dating myself. I remember my dad raised me a huge sports fan, Boston sports fan, but we'd only get like one channel that had the Bruins game. It would always be fuzzy. This is like back in the day of rabbit ears. So Jersey used to be good. They've been bad forever. They're good again. They're 10-3 this year. They've won a bunch of games in a row. Ottawa's lost a bunch of games in a row. And it's a good spot to ride this red-hot Devils team. But Jersey had the line move, minus 160 to minus 180. Home favorite with a line move, 69%. Sweet spot, big favorite as well. You also look at Jersey, 5-3 as a favorite, 5-2 at home. Ottawa's 0-5 as a dog, 0-4 on the road. So I want to bet against Ottawa. Give me Jersey here. I got Jersey at minus 180. Then last play for me, VGK. Let's go Vegas Golden Knights. Knights are on the road at Buffalo. VGK opened around minus 150. They're up to around minus 165, minus 170. We've seen these favorites off of win do well, 66% last couple of years. The other things like favorites, you know, I told you a second ago how dogs are red hot. Favorites are still 55% on the year. You'd be down here, obviously. But again, I think that typically, you know, last year favorites were 65. They're like 10% less than what they were last year. But either way, I'm going VGK. Line move in their favor, road favorite. They're 9-1 as a favorite, 7-1 on the road. Defensively, this is Bruce Cassidy, I think, who was the Bruins coach, really showed them how to play defense. They're only giving up 2.1 goals a game versus 3.2 for Buffalo here. So I'm going to back VGK. I like this spot for them. They've won a bunch of games in a row. Buffalo has lost three in a row. I'm riding the red hot VGK. So give me VGK. I got them at minus 160. So three-pack NHL. Can we get two of these or more? Bruins, minus 170, now minus 180-ish. Devils, minus 180. VGK, minus 160. Now over to the NBA. I have one bet for you in the NBA. There's only four games here tonight. But I found a sharp under. Give me the Blazers, Pelicans, under 224.5. So right off the bat, this thing fell. Opened 226. Now you're down to 224.5. We've seen these conference unders do very well. 56% on the year. They're 68 and 54. I also really like the bet split on this one. Only 35% of bets are on the under, but it's taking in 54% of the money. So it tells me the bigger, sharper wagers are on this Blazers-Pelicans under. Coincides with the line move in the conference under system match. Also, you look at pace. New Orleans is 18th in terms of pace, so the slower end of the league. Portland is 27th. They're one of the slowest teams in the league. So you have two teams who are bottom half in pace. And you also have two teams who are top half in defense. I wouldn't expect this, but Portland is number 7 defensively, defensive efficiency, and you have New Orleans number 15. So we have a top half defense, a slow pace, so bottom half pace, a good defense, both defenses, top 15, conference under system match, line fell, really good low bets, higher dollars, sharp contrarian under reverse line move. So give me Blazers Pelicans under 224.5. Now, see if we can recreate our magic from last night. Where again, it's funny. Like I get stuff from you guys all the time, but every now and again, there's something that like everyone hits me up on, and that was last night. Unbelievable with that San Diego, Florida Gulf Coast, which again sailed over, which was fantastic. But these numbers can move. So right now, it's over 135.5. I don't know what it's going to be when the pod breaks. Hopefully, it's the same number. But give me a buy low, dip the total that's fallen. Over 135.5 for UC Riverside and Loyola Marymount. This is a 10 o'clock game tonight. But why do I like the over? The total opened at 139. It's all the way down to 135.5. So it's fallen about 3.5 points there. 139 down to 135.5. You're starting to see some of these 135.5s creep up a little bit back to 136. Here's the other thing when you low water mark a total that falls. You want to get that low water mark and then start to see it, boom, creep up juice-wise back to the over. It tells you that, hey, we're not the only ones low water marking this thing. But Riverside, Loyola, Marymount, it opened 139 down to 135.5. I hit the over 135.5, same thing we've been doing the last couple college hoops plays. Why do I like the over? KenPom has a 139. So if KenPom's got a 139 in this game and we got 135.5, that's a pretty good actionable value there. It's also a shorter spread. You know, spread in this one is about 6 points. So I did see some movement toward Loyola Marymount. They opened like -4.5, -5. Now you're up to -6. But basically a shorter end spread, you know, hopefully a more competitive game back and forth. Maybe you get overtime. There's another game I was looking at high water marking the over, but it was a big favorite. Which game was that? It was a huge favorite. It was Northern Arizona and Arizona State because that fell like 139 down to 134. But that's a spread of like 15 for Arizona State. So get up big, take your foot off the gas. What I'm getting at is that one fell too, but this one I'm more comfortable with because it's a shorter spread, which means it hopefully is more competitive. So not only are you buying low on a good dip right now, but also both these teams are kind of topper. I don't know if that's a word. More of top half in terms of pace. UC Riverside is a 71.6. Marymount's a 70.4. Kind of when you look at the pace, how KenPom does it, 70 is your line of demarcation. Anything above 70 is your faster pace team. Anything below 70 is your slower pace team. So two teams that are pretty quick here. Also, UC Riverside in their opener, they gave up 82 points. Whereas you look at Loyola Marymount, they scored 99 against some, you know, scrub school there. But either way, one team's giving up a lot, one team's scoring a lot. We're low water marking a total that's dipped a ton. So let's see if we can get some points. UC Riverside, Loyola Marymount. Give me Riverside Marymount over 135.5. That's a 10 o'clock game here for tonight. I wanted to mention one quick thing for NFL before we get out of here. If you're waiting on Brady and the Bucs to get back under the key number of 3, I'm on Brady in that one. Publix all over Seattle. Looks like a fade the trendy dog. Brady open as low as like -1.5 up to -3. Looks like there was some Seattle +3 money that came in, bringing it back down to 2.5. But you're still public Seattle, yet line moving to contrarian Brady here. So now that you're off the key number of 3, money line's minus 145. I think that's the number that I got early. Remember that this is the Munich game, Das Boot game. But I just wanted to mention that if you want to fade the trendy dog with me, Tampa's back in a sweeter spot now. One that really got hit overnight was Arizona. Somebody likes Arizona. The Cardinals at the Rams. The Rams were -3 yesterday. They're down to -1.5. So I don't know if that's an injury. I know Cooper Kupp's been banged up. I know Stafford, maybe Stafford concussion. That must be it. But I did see a lot of movement back toward Arizona there, 3 to 1.5. So you missed the key number of 3 here, but I just wanted to mention that. But the one that I'm really interested in, and I'm kicking myself for not getting a better number, but you know what, guys, I'm just going to take it right now. It's not the best of it. But again, the hook is here, and I don't know how much longer the hook's going to be here. Give me the Minnesota Vikings +3.5. It opened as high as 9.5, so if you don't want to play this, I totally get it. You could have gotten a 9.5 or something closer to a touchdown. Now you're only getting 3.5. But it's all about Josh Allen. He hasn't practiced. He's got an elbow injury. And meanwhile, Minnesota, pretty damn good team. Did you guys see Kirk Cousins all iced out on the plane, dancing? So they're playing with some mojo right now. So 3.5 with the hook. To me, it's just the fact that the hook is still there. If this was 3, it's probably a layoff. But even if, you know, Josh Allen plays, or if it's Case Keenum, you probably get closer to a pick'em or like a -1, -2 Buffalo. But I got a lot on Minnesota here. Dogs 3.5 or more, 65% ATS this year. Dog missed the playoffs, 59% ATS. Cousins as a dog of 3 or more, 58% ATS. Dog with a severe line move, 2 points or more, 67% ATS. So, again, I'm not getting the best of it. If you guys don't want to play it and you're saying, hey, Josh, the value's gone, I get you. I kind of feel like maybe that's also true. But if you're giving me no Josh Allen and he hasn't practiced, and also if you're trying to win a Super Bowl, do you give him a break here in this one and kind of, you know, pace him for later in the season? I still think Minnesota with the hook. That's the whole thing. The hook's there. I'm going to take Minnesota on the hook. Not the best number, but I got a lot of dog system matches, and I'm hoping to see this thing, you know, get down below 3 if it's going to be Case Keenum here. So I did put in Minnesota +3.5 with the hook. Let's go Vikings. How about you hashtag win the damn game outright? Wouldn't that be nice, Vikings? But anyway, guys, that about does it. After a little bit of a down Monday, a great Tuesday, a great Wednesday, let's see if we can keep it rolling. We've been hot. Again, sports betting is all about the challenge of when you're hot, staying hot, and when you're struggling to get back in the green. So we got a good challenge today to try to stay hot. So reminder, as always, if you enjoy the Market Insights podcast, if it's helped you to become a sharper better, if you've learned kind of a different way, and again, it's not the only way to bet sports betting, but it's kind of the way that I've learned and, you know, kind of, you know, had some success with, and hopefully you do too. But looking at the numbers, the data, the numbers don't lie. Here, this is to all the flat earth people who say data isn't meaningful, isn't real. Okay, show me that dog to fave contrarian line move there with the Chippewas. How'd that turn out? But anyway, I'm not here to rag on the anti-data people, but this is the style that, you know, I think has a lot of value. And it's not the only way to bet, but it makes sense to me, and the proof is in the pudding. So if you've listened to the pod and become more of a contrarian better, you've been putting on the hazmat suit, you've been looking at percentages, line movement, betting systems, taking more of a contrarian angle. If any of that is the case, maybe you're a flat better now, used to parlay everything, you're seeing your bankroll go up, you're beating closing lines, even if you lose, you got a good number, tells you you're on the right track there. If any of that is true, then guess what? I know you got 20 extra bucks in your pocket. Go to Amazon.com, type in the Everything Guide to Sports Betting. Pick up a copy for you or for a friend. It would mean the world to me, guys. I got everything I've learned in the industry. Here's the thing. Everything I talk about every day on the pod, you can actually hold it in your hands and write in the margins and highlight stuff. That's, to me, is the beauty of it. And again, when we get legal betting in mass, I'm going to sign a copy and buy you a beer if you walk up to me with a copy of the Everything Guide to Sports Betting. But it's got everything I've learned, how lines are set, how and why they move, how to read line movement, how to locate sharp action, how to go contrarian, how to place a bet in person or online, how to shop for the best line, how to set up a bankroll management plan, all included in my book, The Everything Guide to Sports Betting. So if you want to pick one up, it'll mean a lot to me. If you already have, thank you, and thank you again. And can I just say, it makes a great stocking stuffer. $20, boom, you're done. Your dad will be happy. Your cousin, your aunt, whoever. It makes them pretty easy for the shopping season here, which is coming up, and you never know what to get that person in your life. Well, hey, sports betting's exploding across the country. California let us down, but that's okay. They'll legalize over the next couple years. But seriously, it makes a good stocking stuffer. Just saying. Anyway, guys, that about does it for today's Market Insights podcast. $6.99. How about tomorrow with a little bit of biting in the arena? I think biting were 8-1 our last 9, something like that, something crazy. But we will have biting plays for tomorrow. And if you enjoy What was I going to say? I just want to mention that Rams, it's definitely Stafford with a concussion. Why that line is falling. That's why I got all tripped up there. But anyway, whether I see you at the Borgata in Atlantic City, Twin River in Rhode Island, the Brook in New Hampshire, Foxwoods, or Mohegan Sun down in Connecticut, breaking hail records every day in the great state of New York with the wise guy Bernie, my guy. Or not hopefully, but pretty soon, we're just waiting here for Massachusetts to legalize betting. As I mentioned, we're going to get it probably mid-January so we can go down to the Encore and sweat some games with J-Lo and Ben Affleck, sweat some sharp contrarian plays, or out in the desert where the true grinders get down, where Billy Walters sends his number runners, where the lowest juice possible is found at the South Point, or, of course, stadium swim with your feet in the pool at Circa, or indoors getting a victory burger, the Mandalay Bay, the Superbook, wherever it may be, you're going to walk up to me, and you're going to flash me a bunch of nice tickets from last night. Show me a Bowling Green under, a Central Michigan chips, dog to fave, line move, a Clippers under 219.5. But most of all, guys, a Florida Gulf Coast San Diego over 141.5 when the pod steams the entire market back up to the opener. Hopefully you got it, even if you got a bad one, you cashed that over. But let's keep it rolling, guys. Another day, another dollar. It's a nice day in Boston today. The planet's struggling, but I'm not going to complain. It's 70 degrees, so I'll take Meadow Pup for a walk and then get back in the arena and get ready to sweat some games tonight with you. So enjoy your day. We got a big Fade the Public Friday tomorrow. Let's keep it rolling, guys. My parting words, as always, stay sharp, stay contrarian, bet against the public, place yourself on the side of the house, always be with the smart money, never against it. Will smart money win every time? Of course not. Again, we're playing a long game here, though, and over the long haul, sharps are going to win 55 to 60%. They're still going to lose 40 to 45%, but we're going to be winning better as long as we hit that magic number, 52.38%, to overcome standard minus 110 juice. So again, the book's got to put every number out there. We just can pick our spots. That's the goal of being a data-driven market better. We just look at the games that fit our model. Against the public, with the house, with the pros, flat bet, avoid parlays, get some closing line value. If we can do that, we're going to be okay long-term. So wish you the best of luck. Enjoy your Thirsty Thursday. We got football. We got hockey. We got NBA. We got college hoops. Let's see if we can post another winning day here as we go into Fade the Public Friday. So stay sharp, guys. Don't forget to tip your ticket writer. Enjoy your Thirsty Thursday. Good luck.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.